commander is Ali. We know this because later it will be repeated and things like that. They are carrying some order because Amr is an order. But there is another meaning in that which is very deep. And nobody, you don't need to notice it. Later, when we come back to this, you should learn something about that Amr. Amr, which is order, it has two different meanings. Like order. What is the meaning of order?
To give an order? To expect somebody to obey?
That's one thing of order. Then?
Everything to be arranged?
Organized, arranged is order, you see. So when you say the commander doesn't do it, but if it is the order, we'll do it, right? That order has a very deep meaning, especially for the Muslims in the time of Rumi. Because they ask about the spirit, the Ruh. They go to Muhammad and they say, what is this Ruh you are talking about, the breath of God? You say, oh, we'll go and ask, we'll go and ask, we'll come back and say. God said, tell them that breath, that Ruh is my order. Exactly. He will say, it is my order. And it carries both meanings of order, even more. Because it's the way that the God will change the order, that passing on a little bit of that, let's say, creativity, to change the order, and it's the order, but it's more than that. Somewhere else in the philosophy, Islamic philosophy, they will say the first thing that will be exported from God, not created even, which is himself somehow, we'll call it Aql. Then that Aql should realize that there are two kind of happening in this universe. First is creation. Whatever is created will fade away. But there is something else which is not created, which is not divided. It's still in the domain of creation itself with the God. That they call it Alam Amr. That's the Amr universe, order universe. So the super universe somehow is called Amr. Then Amir is related to that, and it has a lot of stuff. And this Amir will become very famous when they talk about Nafs Ammare. Means the ego that is ordering you, commanding you. Because some kind of nafs are very good. Nafs mutmainneh, the sure and certain ego, is the one with the which carries the belief and things like that. So there are a lot of playing with the words here. We'll come back to it, inshallah. But the rest is simple. They exaggerated the value of the goldsmith, and goldsmith loves that. So he became arrogant, barishut, means pride, made him to leave everything and come to our city. Let's hear it.
Likely the man came into the room, unaware that the king had formed a design against his life. He mounted an Arab horse and sped on joyously. The price of his blood he deemed a robe of honor. O fool, who with 100 consents thyself with thine own foot didst enter on the journey to the fated ill. In his fancy, riches, power, and lordship, says Azrael, go thy way. Yes, thou wilt get them.
What is Azrael?
Says here the angel of death.
It's Israel, yeah. There are major angels, means major adjectives. These are around the God, Israel, is the one who takes your life. Israel is the guy with the black robe and a big
side
in the hand, yes. Side. That's Israel. What do you know about Israel? Anyone? Nothing? Ah, because you don't like him, right? That's one of the funniest things ever. You will learn to love him. Rumi will show his face to you. First, in one story, later you will see that when God wants some to make Adam, he will send the angels to come and take some dirt from this planet. And the planet, knowing what will happen, knowing you, will cry. And we'll beg these angels, please do not do this to me. Yeah. Nobody liked you before. I'm not surprised what they're laughing at. The beginning is like that. Angel by angel they come and they cannot accomplish. The last one is Israel. He will come, he doesn't listen to earth. He has the holder, he will pick it up. They'll bring it there, and the God will say, oh, you're a very good angel, how about you being in control of this guy, even take his life. Say, I did a good stuff. I was supposed to be rewarded. Am I punished? He said, no, this is no punishment. He say, yeah, because they wouldn't like me. Oh, they won't know you, they won't notice you. They believe that this one had a cardiac arrest, that one has an accident, that one was like that. Israel, being clever, will ask, oh no, I was not talking about this stupid one. There are the guys that they know what's happening. The guy that they know what's happening, they know it's me, so you don't worry about that. They will like you. They know you're carrying my order. This is the order. This is Israel. So he is the messenger of death. Here, this is very complicated because somehow by doing this stupid thing, you will approach your grave. Somehow a message from the graves comes to you that, yeah, you think that whatever you do will succeed. It's like that. Yeah.
When the stranger arrived and turned from the road, the physician brought him into the presence of the king. Proudly and delicately, they conducted him to the King of Kings, that he might burn like a moth on that candle of Tiraz.
What is Tiraz? Because these are the words that they hesitated to translate because it didn't make sense to them. Tiraz means level.
Level.
Level. You have seen these little gadgets that the masoners normally have. They call it level. They call it taraz. Because leveling something is taraz. And when we talk about different levels of the meaning, we are talking about different levels. So there is a candle of the level. You know why? Because this goldsmith, is goldsmith bad? No. Goldsmith is good. The bad thing is that this handmaiden loves the goldsmith because handmaiden doesn't see the goldsmith properly. In a different level, the goldsmith is bad. It's only the level of participation. Because whatever is good. But we're talking about your choice. You remember, you're exceptional one. Your handmaiden should love you, not that one which is trying to level everyone and bring them in one simple popular order. Yes.
The king beheld him, showed great regard for him, and entrusted to him the treasure house full of gold. Then the physician said to him, O mighty Sultan, give the handmaiden to this lord, in order that the handmaiden may be happy in union with him, and that the water of union with him might put out the fire of passion